Exclusive: Ryan Zinke launches campaign website for Montana congressional bid. By Hannah Blow on June 2, 2021. Former Interior Secretary, former Congressman, and retired Navy SEAL Commander Ryan Zinke, who is running for a House seat in Montana in the state's newly created 2nd Congressional District, is launching his campaign website on Wednesday, Breitbart News learned exclusively. The greatest threat facing America is no longer Russia, China, or even the terrorist regime of Iran, a Zinke quote featured on the new website reads. The real threat is the deep division within our country. Either we unite as Americans to defend the Constitution and work together to form a more perfect union, or our republic will fail. It's time for more leadership, less politics, Zinke said. The website, www.ryanzinke.com, is expected to go live at 6:15 p.m. ET. Zinke was a vocal advocate for the president and the America First agenda, coming under fire from liberal activists almost immediately upon being sworn in, a longtime Zinke aide told Breitbart News. As Interior Secretary, Zinke prioritized an agenda of American energy dominance, opening federal lands to more hunting and fishing and sports shooting, fixing the broken infrastructure in national parks, and correcting previous abuses of federal land management authority, the aide added. The About section providing background on the former congressman places a key emphasis on Zinke's accomplishments at Interior, pushing former President Trump's America First agenda. Emphasis added. The Honorable Ryan Zinke was born and raised in Montana and attended the University of Oregon, where he was awarded all Pac-10 honors and numerous other awards, to include the university's most prestigious Emerald Cup Award for academic, leadership and athletic achievement. He then attended U.S. Navy Officers Candidate School and Navy SEAL training in 1985 and was assigned to SEAL Team 1. Highlights of Commander Zinke's 23-year career in Special Operations includes 2 tours of duty at SEAL Team 6, Acting Commander of Special Forces in Iraq, Task Force Commander in Bosnia and Kosovo, Special Unit Commander in Southeast Asia, and served as the Dean of Special Warfare Advanced Training. He was awarded the Bronze Star for combat operations in Iraq and numerous other awards and citations. He retired in 2008 and was elected to the Montana State Senator, and later was twice elected as Montana's sole member of the U.S. House of Representatives. He served on the House Armed Services and Natural Resources Committees and was a strong conservative voice for Montana values. In 2016, Congressman Zinke was nominated by President Donald J. Trump and later confirmed as the first Montanan ever to serve in any presidential cabinet. Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah called Zinke the best Secretary of Interior in my 41 years of public service. As Secretary, Zinke championed restoring the voice of state and local communities in land and wildlife management decisions, was the principal architect behind of the Great American Outdoors Act, increased millions of acres for public access, recreation and hunting/fishing, established migratory wildlife corridors and flyaways, and was credited as driving force behind America's energy dominance policy. Former Interior Secretary Don Hodell noted that Zinke was able to get done what President Reagan and I talked about but were never able to accomplish. After 31 years of public service, President Trump reluctantly accepted his resignation in 2019. The Honorable Ryan Zinke currently is the CEO of Continental Divide International, CDI, and serves on selected boards. He holds an MBA in finance, an MS in global leadership, and a BS in geology. He is the author of American Commander and is married to the former Lolita Hand of Santa Barbara, has 3 children and 2 grandchildren. Zinke formally announced his intention to run earlier this year, telling NBC Montana, "I think our country's in peril. I fought for this country, I continue to fight for this country, I love my country. But I also love my neighbor. I grew up in Montana, where if someone's barn is on fire, you don't ask whether he's Republican or Democrat," he said. "You go over and you put it out. Same thing in the military. I don't care today whether a person is Republican or Democrat. What I care about is, do you love your country? And do we want to improve our conditions for others around us in Montana?" he added. "Let's protect the reason why we live in Montana.